online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Tom Crosdale.
The black cab rapist John Warboys will stay in prison for the time being. Judges have overturned the decision by the parole board to release him. They've called for a rethink after victims challenged the decision. Reporter David Bowden's at the High Court.
One of the victims, known only as DSD, is in court, was listening to Sir Brian Leveson, lots of smiles. In fact, I think Sir Brian expected there'd be whoops of joy, because before he started his ruling, he said, "I want this to be heard in silence."
A 16-year-old boy has admitted killing a man with a single punch in Maidstone. The teenager has pleaded guilty to manslaughter but denies murdering Wayne Chester outside McDonald's in Wigg Street last September. He's due to be sentenced in a month's time.
KMFM News.
Four schools in Kent have signed up to a meningitis vaccine trial. Researchers want to try the jab out on thousands of 16 to 18-year-olds. They want to see if it stops the disease spreading. At the moment, the NHS only offers the vaccine to babies. Kathleen got meningitis when she was 18 and ended up having a leg amputated. She thinks the trial's a great idea.
If I'd been able to have a vaccination as a teenager or as a younger person, this just wouldn't have happened. And I'm actually one of the positive cases because I'm sitting here today and there are a number of people who die because of meningitis.
A national tribute is taking place in France for the policeman who died in last week's terror attack. Arnaud Beltrame swapped places with a hostage during the supermarket siege in Treves. The president says he symbolised the French spirit of resistance.
KMFM News.
A Ramsgate man who used at least 10 fake identities to claim £60,000 in benefits has been locked up. Tyler Longman, who came to the UK from Zimbabwe illegally 12 years ago, has been sentenced to 5 years. The mechanic from Gordon Road has at least 5 children with different women. Councillors in Medway are defending their decision to close a golf course in Hoo.
We have been losing money on Deangate for 5 years. The overall deficit over that period is something like £1.5 million. In the present austerity period, we just cannot continue running losses of that order, particularly as the facility isn't, frankly, being used sufficiently.
Campaigners trying to save it, so they haven't been properly consulted. Councillors have told KMFM they'd be happy for a private firm to take it over. A man's described the moment he was attacked while fishing at a lake near Canterbury.
The attacker said my name and just laid into me, calling me this, that and the other, swearing, violently attacking me, not giving me a chance to get up, and just shouting the odds and then saying, "I know where you live, if this goes any further..."
Luke Earl says he's now too scared to leave his home after it happened off Thruxted Lane in Chartham earlier this month. The 40-year-old thinks he knows his attacker. Police are looking into it. An investigation started after reports a man had jumped into the River Medway turned out to be a hoax. Emergency crews spent 3 hours searching the water near Rochester Bridge after being contacted just after midnight. And the police officers helped deliver a baby on the side of a motorway. The traffic officer was flagged down on the M62 in Merseyside early this morning. They were taken to hospital and mum and baby are both thought to be fine.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England manager Gareth Southgate says a number of individuals have impressed in their final friendly before he names his provisional World Cup squad. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, a late controversial VAR penalty decision meant they had to settle for a 1-1 draw with Italy. Jamie Vardy praised the contribution of fellow forwards Jesse Lingard and Raheem Sterling in the game. The Leicester striker got his first international goal in a year at Wembley. He says the formation they went with suited them.
It gives us another option. You can't be going, obviously, into matches only with one plan. So to have different options available just shows that we can adapt if needs be.
In cricket, the 3 men at the centre of the ball tampering scandal have been further punished by Cricket Australia. Former skipper Steve Smith and David Warner, who is his vice-captain, have received 12-month bans. Cameron Bancroft, the player who tried to change the condition of the ball, has been given a 9-month suspension. All 3 were sent home after the incident, which occurred during the 3rd day of the Cape Town test against South Africa. Meantime, England's women have been heavily beaten by Australia in their 2020 tri-series in India. The team, which includes Kent's Tammy Beaumont, Alice Davidson-Richards and Tash Farrant, were bowled out for just 96 before their opponents reached their victory target with 8 wickets in hand.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.